This is a new treatment that uses electricity to kind of reteach the brain how to use its muscles.
Yes, this is one of those really cool studies, Steve, that where they didn't expect the outcome, and the outcome was actually quite marvelous. This was done in the Journal of Neuro Rehabilitation and Neural Repair at Toronto's Rehabilitation Institute. These were people that had incomplete brain injuries, partial paralysis or paralysis of the arms, couldn't perform the functions of daily life, needed help to do many of the functions, day-to-day functions. And what they did is they used a new technique called functional electrical stimulation. That's where they used multiple electrical shocks to the arm to get the muscles to work, to try to get the hands to work and pick up objects. And although they expected that this would be a long-term treatment to try and get things to work, what in fact they found is, compared to conventional occupational therapy, where they had one group do that, another group with the therapy and this treatment, they found that just after 40 treatments, many of the patients didn't need the electrical stimulation anymore, and in fact their hands and arms had relearned how to pick up objects and hold them voluntarily. So they had a complete reversal of the damage, and people now were able to independently function. This surprised them, because they didn't think this was going to happen, and in fact, what has happened is this demonstrates what we call neuroplasticity, meaning that the brain remapped the pathways. It literally trained the brain to use these remaining nerves properly so that people regain their function. So the next task they're going to do is to study how long the effects will last, and they also want to know whether it will work in patients who have older, incomplete spinal injuries. So quite exciting, and a very straightforward and easy thing to start instituting.
Dr. Dworkin, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.